Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Great day, everyone. Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking the time to put the mask on you. And so I'm so happy to be with you on this evening, this day, whatever time that you're on. We greatly appreciate you for taking the time to tune your ear this way. And so tonight we're going to be talking about putting the mask on you. And so often times, you know, we don't do that. And so my name is Natasha Allen. I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a best-selling author of a book as well. And Nurture by Natasha came about because there's so many people that you pass on a day-to-day basis that really just haven't taken the time to really nurture them. And as queens, we don't do that enough. You know, as women, we're great nurturers. We're great at, you know, being there and showing up for everyone else. But at the end of the day, we don't take enough time to put the mask on us. And so today I want to just take some time to just, you know, help you to do just that. And so hopefully this helps and blesses someone along the way. And you'll look at, you know, life a little bit differently on the way of how you look at it through the natural eye. And take more time, whether you're male, female, a youth, or whomever that you may be tuning in, that you'll take the time to put the mask on you. And so the first thing in the midst of, you know, when I think of nurturing, it's someone that's going to help, that's going to educate you along the way, someone that's going to be there, you know, even when you can't be there for yourself, being there more for yourself, more now than ever, because, you know, heart disease and everything else is really real if you really don't take care of yourself. And there's so many attributes in life if you don't take that time to put the mask on you. No matter what part of the world you live in, you know, you're going to deal with some dysfunctions that's going to go on with your body. And so it's super important to really get in tune with you and put the mask on you. And so, you know, growing up in a household with two wonderful, amazing parents, my mom is now my spiritual angel. And, you know, just looking at life, you know, we work so much. We work most of the time, you know, that we're here on earth, whether, you know, we're working to support our family or we're working to, you know, be in the ministry if you go to church and things of that nature. So we're always working. And that's a beautiful thing, to be a vessel. And so we're all put here to be a vessel in some type of way. But in the midst of being that vessel, to be that outlet that you can, you know, help and continue to do the work that you were put here to do. And so in the midst of that, you know, just think of if you ever rode on an airplane before, and if you haven't, I'm going to take you on a journey. So buckle up, put your seatbelts on, and tune your ear here. And so in the midst, you know, when you get on the airplane, and before you even take off, it's a stewardess that stands in the middle, and they tell you if the plane should ever happen to go down, that, you know, you put the mask on yourself first. And so in the midst, you know, even in the midst of doing CPR, you know, you have to have your body mechanics and everything together so that you can give the best of you to someone. So I'm asking you to do the reverse opposite of, you know, in the midst of giving CPR, of giving yourself CPR. You definitely, you know, have to do that on a day-to-day basis. It's truly, truly a lifestyle to do that. And so in the midst of being on this aircraft and taking the time to put the mask on you and giving yourself oxygen and giving yourself love and showing yourself your self-worth that you already, you know, have. And so it's super important to do just that so that you can be a vessel to do God's work as you travel through this journey, right? And so in the midst of that, the first thing you have to do is have a daily connection. And that daily connection is like Wi-Fi, right? No matter how many latitudes or longitudes that you're up in the air or down on the ground, whatever the case may be, you know, you still have to have some type of Wi-Fi connection. And even in the midst of having that connection, we don't see it, but we know that it's there. And so we know that, you know, we can take care of ourselves and, you know, we can get up and feed ourselves. And for those that can't, you know, it's truly a blessing to have that caregiver that can do that. But even that caregiver still needs to put the mask on himself, herself, or whomever. You know, you have to put that mask on. It's super important. So you have to stay connected. And so the way to stay connected is each and every day, you know, you have to wake up with a positive, positive attitude. It's the greatest way to get your day started, right? Because I said we're all vessels here. And so definitely putting the mask on yourself first, of you getting connected. If you connected, then throughout your day, everyone is going to have some type of connection through you, right? We have to realize that sometimes we're the only Bible that people get the opportunity to read. And so if you staying connected and keeping your Wi-Fi connected and plugged in, a source that will never, ever run dry. And so it's super important to do that. It is super important to do that, to have that daily connection each and every day. Affirmations, they're great. They're really great to have affirmations that you can post. You know, if your car is your war room of your place that you go to pray to get connection, if it is your closet, if it's a special place that's in your room, find that daily place at the beginning of your day. It will truly set the atmosphere for whatever that comes up against your temple throughout the day. It's a perfect way to definitely get started throughout your day. And then you want to, once you do that and you get outside, shining your light. Your light will shine so bright. And what amazes me with, you know, you can tell others that has really have that Wi-Fi connection, right? They smile a lot. They also, their characteristics that they give off, they just have a certain mannerism that others don't have. And you know, you can see the gifts, the fruits of, you know, the things that they're willing to give off by just their demeanor. And so it's super important to shine your light each and every day. And your light will shine for you even without you even uttering a word. People will see that your light is on. And so, you know, with that connection of going back to number one, that light will definitely shine with you staying connected because the word will begin to exude throughout you. Number three is eating is super important. And so, you know, growing up, you know, you always hear you are what you eat. It is super true. You are what you eat. If you're going to eat greasy, fried down foods and things of that nature and not eating the proper things to put into your temple, you're only going to get what you put in. And so oftentimes these diseases that we have throughout our journey, throughout life, is because of the things that we're not being cognitive of what we're putting inside of our temple. So even in the midst of putting the mask on you, it's super important. You can't be a caregiver and care for someone else and talk to them as a nurse, talk to them as a mom when, you know, you have to shine your light. You have to truly shine your light and being that support in the midst of doing all of those things to definitely to shine your light along the way. And so, you know, having that well-balanced, you know, meal. And all the time, let's, you know, really be frank, eating a super, you know, important meal, sometimes we need to really get that from the spiritual aspect of things, right? Because it don't always have to be, you know, your plate. You know, it's great to fast because fasting really opens up your eyes to really see the journey that's ahead, and you can be really prepared for the journey that's ahead. And so growing up, you know, my grandmother was a minister, and, you know, she'd always say, we're going to fast, we're going to fast, we're going to, you know, do these things. And so, you know, as a babe growing up, you never really understood the process. But, you know, once you train a child up in the way that they should go, when they grow, they truly, truly will not depart. And so you hang on to those things if you're one like myself that grew up in church. And so that was part of them nurturing and putting the mask on you. Even as a baby, you make a bottle, right? When that baby is hungry, you put the right ingredients inside of there so that they can grow up and that they know the things. And so a lot of things are family tradition. But some things in life, we have to break some of those cycles, you know, because maybe, you know, they grew up on eating the good fried foods and things like that because that's what they were accustomed to. But, you know, we're living in a day that, you know, so many things are, you know, artificial flavors and artificial this and not so new. And, you know, I never heard of how you can really make new food when, you know, God created the earth. And if it didn't grow there, then what makes it so new? And so you have to really be mindful of your day, in the midst of your week, in the midst of your month. And so it's super important to know, what are you putting inside of you? Because truly it's going to exude on the outside. And so, you know, in the midst, it can really weigh you down. And we don't want things that's going to weigh you down, right? We want things that's going to help us to really live a longevity life. And so it's super important to really know what you're doing in the midst with your temple and how you're treating your temple. We get one body. And so we get this one shell to live in here on earth, and we have to be the best version of ourselves. And thank God for the good old man upstairs, the way that he orchestrated this temple that we live in. And so really getting in deep to really, you know, understand how the mechanism of us works, it will blow your mind. It truly will blow your mind. And so meaningful work, you know, knowing, you know, what triggers me? What triggers me in the midst? And when do I know when it's time that I need to pull back and put the mask on me? And so, you know, when asking that, you know, triggers, what triggers are you really talking about? You know, we can deal with different stress and things like that and different anxieties. But some things, you know, you work and you enjoy working, and that's great. But sometimes, and we need to recharge and refuel ourselves, right? We need more than just the Wi-Fi that God gives us from up above. That's all great. We love him for that. But in the midst, there's still some things that you need to do here on planet Earth to recharge yourself. And, you know, in the midst of that, if you don't get the proper rest and things you need, your mood swings begin to change, right? You can't be superwoman for everybody. Sometimes you got to take a step back. And it's okay. Self-care is not selfish to take care of you, right? Because if you can't pour from an empty cup. And so you have to definitely, you know what triggers me. What triggers me that's going to raise my stress levels? What triggers my anxieties? What triggers my mood of things that's going on in my lifestyle? And so sometimes the meaningful work that we do, it's great. But we have to learn to listen to our body. It will truly speak to you. You get inflammation that may go on in your joints and in your knees and, you know, tiredness. And some of us just want to take a pickable nap, and that's just not going to get it. We have to allow our body. It takes 90 days for the body to redevelop itself. It's a wonderful mechanism that's truly put together. But you have to know how it's orchestrated to know what it really needs. And so it's super important to do that. And so having healthy relationships is another way of putting the mask on you. You know, it's so many people that you never know what's going on with them. And so in the midst of you shining your light and staying connected, not everyone's going to come to work on a 9-to-5. Not everyone's going to come to church with a happy-go-lucky attitude. And so even in the midst, the church is the hospital. So you have to realize that many people, you know, they're coming for some of the same things that you're coming for. to get a healing, to get a blessing, you know. And so through our tests, you know, we could be that important vessel that someone needs, even in the midst of the church house, right? And we know that, you know, we are the church without temple and things like that. But people come into the storehouse. They're coming to get some things. And you may just have that specific thing that that person needs. So you got to definitely put the mask on you so that you're ready, put on your whole armor each and every day, because throughout this life, throughout this journey, there's going to be some things that we're going to come up against. And so it's super important to have that healthy relationship, not only with others, but with yourself. It starts with you. It really starts with you, of putting the mask on you. And so through life, we have to really teach people how to treat us in church, out of church, around church, in our workplace, in the grocery store, or wherever you may be. And so in the midst of having these healthy relationships, you know, people will know how to treat you. I know that I can't say that to her. I know I definitely can't say that to him, because it's just an aura about them that, you know, it's just not going to suit in that space. And so, you know, people may consider you, you know, positive Becky, or, you know, don't talk to Charles over there. He's not the one. He's just going to feed you something positive. And in the midst of having that positive mindset every day, over time, it's going to become a lifestyle. Important to do that. I say great day every day, because when I wake up, every day is going to be a great day, in spite of. And in the midst of your day, yes, I have trials and tribulations that come my way, but it's a matter of, you know, having that mindset, of shifting your mindset of really how your day is going to dictate. Like I said, so many people go through so many things. You never know what someone's challenges are that they have gone through. And, hey, you may just be that easy target that they want to lash out on. And maybe at home, they may be in an abusive, battered relationship, and that's just something that, you know, they can't say those things at home. But I feel more comfortable with you. And over time of you building that relation, that healthy relationship with them, you can begin to nurture them. You can begin to plant a seed. And so that's part of keeping your mask on you and giving yourself that oxygen and connecting to that Wi-Fi source, that you'll get the proper tools to help that person along the way. And sometimes, just sometimes, you may not even know. A person may never come to you and state to you how well you have helped them. And so you never know. The life that you live can truly be a testimony for someone else. Now, I'm one too. I used to say, you know, I'm not going to definitely exercise because it's going to make my muscles hurt. And, you know, this is just not cool. But, you know, ladies, we definitely, you know, we would love to have, you know, that wonder body of, you know, a nice flat stomach. And, you know, it's different things that we point out on ourselves that we don't like. And that's absolutely fine. And also, too, with males. Males have certain things, but they'll probably never tell us because of their ultimate ego. But that's all right as well. You know, you have to definitely exercise. You know, you have this wonderful mechanism called a heart that's inside of your chest, that's in there. And on the right side is all the bad things that go in. And on the left side, it pumps out all the good things. And so, you know, when I looked at the heart, being that this is Heart Health Month, and, you know, looked at the way that the heart has four vessels that go, you know, to it to make it work, that's amazing. That is truly amazing that, you know, your right side, the right side of you, you know, it's all the bad blood that comes up. But, you know, the left side is going to help to push everything that you need, the fresh oxygen, along with the lungs and the different mechanisms that help to make it work. But we got to put in the work. We got to put in the work so that we can live those 120 scores that the Bible was talking about, you know, to be here, to be a vessel, to be that beacon of light that he wants us to be, to share with others, to share with the world. And so it's super important to do that and continue to connecting yourself with the Spirit. In order to do that, you know, you got to stay connected. You know, these cell phones and mechanisms and things that we use, you know, just think of how many iPhones have come out, how many Samsung or Androids or, you know, the flip phones that some people still use. Back in the day, they had flip phones, and now they have different technology. And so we're technology within itself, and we didn't need any, you know, man-made people to put these things together. We have a mechanism that will never, ever run out, right? And so in the midst of the things that we have inside of us, we have to feed and fuel those things by definitely staying connected. And in order to do that, you must put the mask on you each and every day. And so I definitely want to read a scripture to you. I love the book of Psalms all the way through. It's an amazing, amazing book. If you haven't taken the time to read through Psalms, I love the book of Psalms. And so I posted this today, for you have been my refuge and a strong tower against my foes. Even in the midst of putting the mask on ourselves, we're going to have people that's going to come up against you. We're going to have things in life that's going to come up against you. Maybe it's that bill that came in the mail that you like, oh my gosh. You're going to have, you know, people at your job that's going to, you know, come up against you. But as long as you stay connected and know who's your source and whom holds your tomorrow in the midst of all the things that you have going on in a day-to-day lifestyle, and, you know, sing songs. You know, songs can be very, very comforting. If you're one that loves music, it can be very comforting. I find that, you know, as you go through life and, you know, you just like, today's the day. I'm going to really let my light shine. I'm going to, you know, really, you know, stay connected on today. I read my daily bread. You know, I read my YouVersion Bible on my phone. I'm connected. I got this. I'm on my way. I'm putting one foot in front of the other. It's going to be some things that's going to come up against you. And oftentimes, you know, we pray for patience. I'm going to pray for patience on today so that, you know, the young lady that works beside me, she gets on my nerves. And oftentimes, you're going to be tested. You're going to be tested to see how well you're going to do with patience on today. And so I stopped praying for patience. I just ask God to guide me and to guide you as well along the way, each and every day. And so it's super important to definitely stay connected. And trust me, he will guide your journey. He will guide your footsteps and all that you have. Even when your foes come up against you, you'll be all right. You'll be all right throughout the day because you've already taken the time throughout your day to put the mask on you, whether you count it to 10, whether you count it backwards, whatever way. You know, definitely allow your light to shine. And remember, you're the only Bible that some folks will ever get to read. And so it's super important to definitely take that time to cultivate you. Plant a seed. And in the midst of planting a seed, you know, you put that seed down in the dirt. You just never know what's going on under the ground, right? We plant that seed and we water it. We cultivate it. And some of us don't have a green thumb. And I'm that person, don't have a green thumb. But even in the midst, you begin to see something that's going to peek out, right? And so you're that person that's peeking out in the world. Even in the midst of if you're just, you know, new in Christ and learning along the way, you know, it's important to constantly cultivate you every day. Every day is a new journey. Every day is a new test. Every day is a new trial. But once your testimony blossoms up out of all that pressure that it had to come through in the midst of all that you've gone through far in life, that's because you've taken the time to put the mask on you. You nurtured it. You know, even in the midst. And underneath, we just never know what God is really, really doing. And sometimes it's not really for us to understand of how that little teeny, tiny seed, the size of a mustard seed, can grow. And you can have the mustard that we put on our food or the spices that we use. It's amazing. It's amazing. So never question God in the midst of all that you do. Continue to put the mask on you each and every day. It's super important. And so our next show will be on March the 2nd, which is 2 weeks from now, as well as we'll be talking about, are you allowing stress to control your ship? And so I definitely can't wait to speak to you about that. If you would like to connect with me, you can connect with me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook at Nurture by Natasha VIP page over on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. If you would like to connect with me there and Nurture by Natasha. And it's super important to help others to cultivate a healthy lifestyle. Even though we know that on a day-to-day basis that we have to take some time to nurture us, sometimes the same 24 hours that we get in a day, we kind of lose ourselves in the day. Sometimes we get caught up in society and what society really needs us to do and not really what it is that God wants us to do. And so in the midst, as you go throughout your week, as you go throughout your journey, take the time. Stay connected. Plug in your Wi-Fi daily. And at those times when you're feeling really stressed, maybe that song that you may have heard as a child as you went to Sunday school, maybe a song that you heard someone else sing, tap into those things. Those things will truly, truly help you and to guide you along the way. And when you feel, you know, your temple is feeling weary, take the time to relax. It's okay. It's okay to kick your feet up once in a while, get the remote in your hands, and put the mask on yourself. So my name is Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate a healthy lifestyle. We thank you so much for taking the time to tune in, and hopefully you'll tune back in with us, as well as, you know, if anything I stated to you on today that really resonated with you, sit over on our page, over at Nurture by Natasha VIP page on Facebook or on our Instagram, or you can also follow our website at nurturebynatasha.com. So take care, be blessed, and take the time to put the mask on you because you are important, you matter, and it's super important. And someone's waiting for you to nurture you so that you can be a blessing to them. So have a wonderful night, everyone.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.